Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Of course, the psychological aspect of the hostages is probably the one that torments us the most. We saw this idea of this hourglass being given to one of the hostages, saying time is running out, the gift bags. It is just almost impossible to comprehend. Well, Dr. Ron Schlaffe is a researcher in psychological warfare. He joins us this morning. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us again. How are you?
Thanks very much. On my way to Johannesburg.
Well, we look forward to hosting you in studio. But let's talk about the torment of the hostages. To some extent, I can understand using psychological warfare as an act of war in the war. But the cruelty shown to the hostages themselves, is that strategy or is that just cruelty?
I would say both, but mainly strategy. Mainly strategy. We think differently than the Arab world thinks. It's very difficult to comprehend, but it's a fact. And the sooner we understand that, the better. We are worried whatever is happening to our hostages. And I'm sure the Muslim mothers are also worried about the prisoners that we hold. But as a general rule from the ideology of Islam and definitely of the radical Islam, is they've done their bit and that's it. I mean, they have no further interest, of no further consequence. Ideologically, while we worry even about the bodies of our hostages, and from a military point of view, this is a weak point that it's a lever that could be used against us. So in order for us to be worried constantly, so the Hamas, and has been doing it since Gilad Shalit, releases a bit of information every now and then, whenever it feels that the Israeli interest is waning a little bit. So they send out some message, a photograph, a plea, a letter, a video clip. It depends on the situation, but what it wants within the strategy of breaking the Israeli sense of strength. The Israeli public has to be worried constantly, day and night. And they keep fueling it, and this is part of a strategy. Then when you are bombed and you're losing friends and you have enemy hostages under your arm, definitely cruelty can find a place. So I would say it's a mixture of both.
Why doesn't the world see the cruelty for what it is? I mean, are they so successful in their psychological warfare campaign that global media largely turns a blind eye to Hamas's cruelty?
The traditional Jewish answer would be anti-Semitism, but this is irrelevant from when we're trying to analyze from rationally the war strategy.
Right.
And they're using a war strategy, and this is the strategy. So you can see that how a weaker, smaller military force can force its own political will on a far more mightier force than Israel. And this is the lesson that's been taught since Vietnam, and it's been deployed over here as well. So we have to look at it from a rational perspective. So the PLO, starting in the late 60s, right after the Six-Day War, invested a lot of money on the world media, international media, mainly on the news agencies, AP, UPI, Reuters, Agence France-Presse, which became literally the spokes people for the PLO and later on for Hamas. It's a decades long investment, and now they're now they're picking the fruit. The whole purpose of your organization is to produce images, it's completely different than the purpose of the IDF to produce security. And I would say, in comparison, we invest much more in the Air Force and in the Armored Corps than in the military spokesman unit. And the Hamas is doing vice versa. The chief unit in importance is the unit that produces the images, that records the photographs the battle scene, that records video clips of hostages, etc. So this is why. So we cannot come up and say, oh my God, look how bad we are presented by the world media. This is an investment of half a century.
Right.
So it's
not just a matter of saying, well, you know, everybody's bad and everybody hates us. It's too simplistic. We do need to leave it there. Thank you, as always. That is Dr. Ron Schleifer. He's a researcher in psychological warfare.